8:49 at News Talk 1350 KSRO. Still opening your email and drowning in spam? Well, join the crowd. According to a new spam report by the Pew Research Center, American internet users have more spam than ever, but fewer people are bothered by it. Are Americans losing the spam war or just giving up? Joining us on the News Talk 1350 KSRO live line is Roger Marquis, who is the CEO of PostConf, an email management company. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning.
So what does this mean that we are getting more spam but caring less?
Well, I was surprised to read that too. And I guess it depends on the reliability of the sample population, but I certainly believe that some people are getting more spam. But a lot of people really aren't, and it depends on their ISP.
And I guess it depends on how you define getting more spam. I mean, I tell people, and it's true, I get 400 pieces of spam a day.
Do you really?
But I have a filter that filters that all but about a dozen, so it's fine.
Uh-huh. And so, a dozen is still pretty high.
And are filters really helping people deal with spam nowadays?
Oh, yeah. It's the only thing you can do, really, is have a good set of filters. Not necessarily in your email client, but at your email server.
And the server would be someone's ISP or at their company?
Exactly. That would be the internet service provider or the person at your business who runs the email.
And so that would actually be someone's responsibility other than yours to kind of filter out most of the spam. And is that effective or are there ways around those kind of filters?
Well, there are always ways around, and the technology is catching up with those ways around as they're created. But it is very effective. I get several hundred pieces of email a day, and most days I only get one or two pieces of spam, and that's the way it should be.
And, you know, I remember a few years ago there was a kind of gloom and doom predictions that the email was going to be so overwhelmed that email would be kind of useless because of the spam. And that doesn't seem to be the direction we're heading, does it?
It's not. It is at some places, though. It just depends on the spam filters that are in place. Some businesses have policies that prevent effective spam filtering, and they have a lot of problems. You know, users spam folders get just overfilled, and they get legitimate mail in them, and there's a lot of problems at some organizations, but not most.
And is there anything more that we can be doing to eliminate spam?
Well, yes, financially, don't buy anything advertised in spam. That's the only reason spam exists, is because people buy stuff advertised in it. You can forward any spam you receive to your ISP's abuse desk, and that should help them keep their filters up to date. And if you are getting a lot of spam, I suggest looking for a better ISP, better internet service provider.
And all of that advice not only will cut down on your own spam, but everyone else's as well. Thanks very much, Roger, for calling in today.
My pleasure.
It's Roger Marquis from PostConf, and their website is www.postconf.com.